Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngubem. In our program tonight, we are discussing the 2024 World Press Freedom Day, which is observed by many countries throughout the world today to raise awareness on the freedom of the press. This coming at a time when the government of Zimbabwe says it is committed to ensuring press freedom, yet independent media says there is still more that needs to be done to protect journalists in the country. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Presumed Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says if elected, he would restore a travel ban on some majority Muslim countries on the first day of his new administration. The travel ban was a controversial part of his first term as president and was rescinded by President Joe Biden. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has the story.
When Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, he pledged to change U.S. immigration to keep out terrorists from Islamic countries.
And we will keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country 100%. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Once in office, Trump banned travel to the U.S. from seven majority Muslim countries, sparking protests and legal challenges, including from the American Civil Liberties Union.
If there are real threats, then those threats should be investigated on an individual basis. But we shouldn't assume that any group or religion is more dangerous than another group.
The travel ban was argued all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where a conservative majority upheld it, in a move celebrated by Trump online and at the White House.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure.
Joe Biden campaigned against the Trump travel ban in 2020.
You know, you don't have to accept the president who promulgates hatred and exclusion toward Muslims and trumped up bans on travel bans on Muslims.
So help me God.
And ended that ban when he became president. Now, 4 years later, Trump told supporters in Wisconsin this week that events in the Middle East convince him that it's time for another travel ban.
We do not need a jihad in the United States of America. We do not need our once great cities to become hotbeds of terrorism. And on day one of the Trump presidency, I'm restoring the travel ban, suspending refugee admissions, and keeping terrorists the hell out of our country, like I had it before.
In this campaign, Biden has championed immigrant contributions to the United States, telling a group of campaign donors this week that other countries have suffered because they're xenophobic. Immigrants are what makes us strong, Biden said, because, quote, we have an influx of workers who want to be here and want to contribute. An April Harvard Caps Harris poll shows immigration tied with inflation as the top issues for U.S. voters. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Today is the last day of our Africa Corruption series. Our focus tonight is on our corruption in Zambia. Zambia's Corruption Perception Index has improved for the first time in a decade. According to Transparency International Zambia, the country's authorities say their commitment to strengthening the rule of law and justice in the fight against corruption has paid off. Kathy Short reports from Lusaka, Zambia.
Transparency International Zambia Chapter Executive Director Maurice Nyambe told VOA in Lusaka that the Corruption Perception Index is a critical research conducted at a global scale. It is currently the most widely used measure of public sector corruption across the world.
Zambia has actually improved by 4 points in terms of the score. Now, the CPI score runs on a continuum from 0 to 100. And basically, the simple explanation is that a 0 means you are very bad in terms of corruption, the worst of the worst. And then 100 means you are very clean as a country in terms of corruption. So over the last 10 years, Zambia has been, first of all, declining. And then specifically for the last 3 years, we have had a constant score over 33 out of 100. And so now we have improved to 37.
According to Transparency International, the Corruption Perception Index, or CPI, is used to rank countries by their perceived levels of public sector corruption as determined by expert assessments and opinion surveys. The CPI defines corruption as an abuse of entrusted power for private gain. A 2023 IMF diagnostic report on Zambian governance and corruption indicates that corruption is believed to have inflated the costs of numerous high-profile tenders and construction projects during President Edgar Chagwa Lungu's tenure between 2015 and 2021. It further states that huge financial resources invested in infrastructure projects, such as road construction, have been identified as providing avenues for corruption. Besides impacting the economy, the Zambia National Women's Lobby, an NGO championing gender equality, states that female leaders in Zambia have encountered significant barriers to political participation due to corruption. Executive Director Juliet Chibota says a new Corruption Perception Index is now responding to concerns by female leaders.
It's now responding to what we have been advocating for. We have been advocating for corruption to reduce so that women operate freely in an environment which is corruption-free. Because corruption reduces the number of women to participate in leadership and governance processes.
Felix Nkuluko, Zambia's Secretary to the Treasury, reiterated his government's commitment towards the fight against corruption at a recent meeting in Washington.
We have established the inter-agency collaboration for asset recovery, where in addition to the Anti-Corruption Commission, we have identified about 21 institutions, some of them in the law enforcement, others in other areas that are collaborating together to try and recover all the assets that have been gotten through corruption.
Critics of President Hakainde Hichilema have charged that arrests on corruption allegations have only been targeting political opponents, describing it as a witch hunt of the previous regime. The Zambian president insists that the fight against corruption is not meant to victimize his political opponents. In 2022, Zambian authorities set up the Economic and Financial Crimes Court to fast-track corruption cases. No convictions have been secured thus far. Kathy Short, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the world in commemorating the World Press Freedom Day. Speaking at an event organized by the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists, Zimbabwe Media Commission Chairperson Professor Ruby Makosongwe had this to say.
It is a feather in the hat of the new dispensation that fundamental and radical reforms have taken place in the media sector, resulting in greater space for the media to play its role in informing the nation on the key developments taking place. As the House will be fully aware, the past 5 years have seen the repeal of the much maligned IPAS and its replacement with more progressive legislation like the Zimbabwe Media Commission Act and the Freedom of Information Act. These reforms have certainly opened up the media space, allowing for practitioners to express themselves subject to their professional standards. We have also seen the licensing of several TV and radio stations, both commercial and community-owned. One can safely say that the industry is experiencing a period of remarkable growth. Nonetheless, a lot needs to be done to underpin this progress, and this includes addressing challenges in the media regulatory framework and the sustainability challenges currently bedeviling the industry. All these issues bring to the fore the urgency of a comprehensive media policy that will address the long-term development of the media industry.
That was Zimbabwe Media Commission Chairperson Professor Rubima Kosongwe speaking at an event organized by the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists in Harare. Speaking at the same event, Sandra Mazunga, Zakras National Coordinator, said Community Radio Broadcasting has seen an increase in the number of radio stations that have been licensed.
This is a very important day to us as we reflect as community broadcasters. We acknowledge the strides that have been made in ensuring that there's pluralism and diversity in terms of the media, hence the 14 licensed community radio stations. But as we reflect, we look at the conditions, especially for journalism, the freedom of expression, is it there? So for us, we are saying, yes, we've been given an opportunity to provide information, particularly to the marginalized communities, but we also say let us look at the issues related to these community broadcasters, particularly in the sense of them being volunteers, their working conditions. It would be good if people, key stakeholders, can chip in ensuring that they maintain the work that they are doing, they provide the information that they are providing to communities.
That was Zakras National Coordinator Sandra Mazunga speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Studio 7 also spoke to a journalist, Brian Sitole.
There are quite some mixed feelings in terms of Broadcast Freedom Day. You know, there's a lot to celebrate in terms of where we're going as the media. From a broadcasting perspective, I think we've had opportunities to do quite a number of interviews, to look at various stories from all angles, and it's been good. But there are also issues that limit those freedoms that you're talking about, that limit even the freedom of expression itself, the economic issues, where we are saying, you know what, some of these, the remuneration itself is insufficient. You see, there is not to be condoned, the issue of brown envelopes playing a role, some stories are making it to see the light of day because of, you know, the journalists' wealth, they're not having been met. That's making them susceptible to issues like corruption and things like that.
That was Brian Sitole, a journalist speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. On that note, let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic this evening, we are talking about the 2024 World Press Freedom Day, which is being observed today under the theme, A Press for the Planet, Journalism in the Face of the Environmental Crisis. The theme says, as a reminder of the importance of media freedom and the role of journalists in a crisis like the case of Zimbabwe, which is facing a crippling drought. The government recently announced that 7.7 million people are in urgent need of food. As the country observes this day, independent media and opposition parties say the media space remains restricted, while the government says it has made strides, including the amendment of the Zimbabwe Media Commission Act, Media Practitioners Bill, and the Broadcasting Amendment Act. And now to discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by analysts Mr. Snowball Tongogara, who is also a member of SANU-PF, and another analyst, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, who is under Freedom Alliance. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening. Thank you.
Welcome to...
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We were also expecting to get the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists Secretary General, Mr. Perfect Hlongwane. We are hoping you'll join us as we continue. But for now, we'll start you through, Mr. Ncube. As we observe this day, what do you think, how do you view the conditions in Zimbabwe when it comes to media freedom?
Thank you very much. The conditions in Zimbabwe portray a restricted environment. In the first place, one might think of the media houses that we have. How many TV stations do we have in the country since 1980? We still have one. And that tells you a lot, and the space is not opened up. It is a government that is running everything, which tells you that there is a lot that the government is hiding. There is a lot that the government doesn't want the world to know about Zimbabwe, as it were. And that also speaks of underdevelopment, because that is another marker for underdevelopment. If people don't have access to information, they don't have access to critical information, for that matter. They do not get information from independent sources, as it were. Even those that are there, they are actually struggling to be able to churn out whatever information they have. So it is a sorry state. Things are as restricted as one would never explicitly explain, as it were.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Mr. Tongogara, what's your take on the status of media in Zimbabwe?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I think I want to say that people of Zimbabwe are upset with the government of Zimbabwe for the steps it is taking to modernize and democratize the media landscape in Zimbabwe. If you look at numbers of bills that the government is proposing, it shows the government's commitment to transform our media sector. For example, if we look at the Zimbabwe Media Commission Act, which seeks to promote local content against the foreign ownership of mass media, this shows that the government of Zimbabwe is really committed to promote media sector in the local space in Zimbabwe. It is also influenced by President Edwin Mnangagwa Manja, and also, if you look at the number of registrations that we have registered in, so now we are in community registration, which shows the government commitment in the dissemination of information in all provinces, in all communities. Now we've got also campus registration. Now we've got also private-owned TV station, PK TV. This shows that indeed, under the leadership of President Edwin Mnangagwa, we are moving in the right step in promoting freedom of speech. We are also moving in the right direction in promoting the press in Zimbabwe. And even if we look at other bills like the Media Practitioners Bill, if you look at the Broadcasting Service Amendment Act, these moves show the government's commitment in the promotion of media landscape in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Tongogara. Baba Ncube, liyamuzwa laphana ubaba uTongogara uthi ungena ngaliphi uthi ukuguqula kweminye imithetho efana lo-ZMC Act kanye le-Broadcasting Amendment Act ngezinye zezinto ezenza ukuthi kube ngani kuyayekethisa kube ngcono kuhlangothi lolu. Lina libona sengathi kule ntuthuko na esibe khona nxa sikhangela uhlangothi lolu, sikhangela kusukisela ngesikhathi kutholakala uzibuse kanye langesikhathi kule mithetho efana lo-IPA eyiyo encindezela kakhulu intatheli zindaba, lina libona sengathi kule nguquko ebekhona na ngokuya kwesikhathi.
Inguquko ayikho ekhona. Kodwa siyakhumbula ukuthi kuzanywa ukuthi kube lokudlelana okwezanu lomhlaba. So ke esikwenza yilokhuyana ukuthi khona uyabe uluma uphozisa ukuthi labana bomhlaba babona ngathi kukhona okwenzakala. Imithetho eZimbabwe akutsho ukuthi kayikho. Umthetho uyawufaka uthi khona umuntu ukhululekile. Kodwa umbuzo yikuthi ukhona yini umuntu okhululekile ongasuka ame lapha nakhulume. Impendulo ithi akekho umuntu okhululekile eZimbabwe. Loba sikhuluma nje sikhulumela ukuthi into enxa injalo vela soze siyithule. Kodwa i freedom of speech singathi ukukhululeka kokuveza umbono wakho. Even kumbe singathi even nje ku academy yekufundeni. Yindaba singakaze sibone like kusenzakala ama thesis ebhala ama dissertations on into ezifana labo ground for example ukuthi kwenzakalani. Awusoze ukuthole khona lo ku academy. Ngubani ongasuka uma exoxa ame lapha nathi hayi kwahamba soso awuvunyelwa. So ayikho into okuthiwa yi-press freedom kumbe ikukhululeka lokho kwezindaba ukuthi ungakhuluma kakukho. But uhulumende into afuna ukuyenza yileyane yokuthi azwakale engathi wenza imithetho kodwa imithetho engekho. Yikho ubona kunzima i-re-engagement yakhona naleyo okuthiwa yi-new dispensation kuyehlulwa ngoba kusuke bekhangele labani ukuthi hayi lapha ngamadlwane la ahlala la. Kukhulunywa ngomlomo into engenziwayo. Asikhumbule phela ukuthi ngabafundi bakamgabe la. Umgabe ubesukume ngafike eRalini athi sifuna ukuthula ezwe. Aye ngale emhlanganweni webandla lakhathi batshaye nini. Uthola abantu bayatshaywa ngapha bengathi ngumuntu okukhuzayo ukuthi la batshaya abanye kabalaleli kodwa sisazi ukuthi nguye obathumile. So ke akukho nje ukuthi kuthiwa kule phela okunye i-press freedom iqala ngokuthi kube vele lama i-observation of individual rights ukuthi wena ungumuntu nje ukhululekile singakayi ku-journalist. Mase sisiye emuntwini ukuthi ungintatheli izindaba vele sesile njalo kumele kuqale ngomuntu ukuthi nginje nxa ngiyisizalwane seZimbabwe esizihlaleleyo nje umuntu kazana ohleziyo enkayi lapha ngikhululekile yini ukuthi okungihluphayo. Angikhululekanga ubani kakhululekanga ukunjalo Ncube kawukhululekanga siyakwazi khona lo
siyabonga baba Ncube. Mr. Thongogara tirikunzwa vancube vari kutaura pana pavari kuti mitemo yamataura iyi hapana shanduko yayauya nayo sezvo vari kuti mitemo iripo papepa asi iripo on paper asi haisi kushandiswa hapana kusununguka kwevatori venhau imi munozvitora seizvo.
Ndinoti vanude vari kutaura kuti hapana kusununguka panyaya dzekutorwa kwenhau munyika ndinotoshaya kuti zvavari kutaura izvi vari kuzviona kupi because even if you look at the world trade index 2024 Zimbabwe is not even on the top 10 with a place restriction in the world. So zvoratidza kuti Zimbabwe itenyika isipo kamiti inenge ichiotariswa kunzi ndo zviri kudzvanyiriwa nekudzvanyira vanhu panyaya dzekutorwa kwenhau. Tikatarisa mitemo yatataura iyi iripo pakuwandudza mashandiro evanhu vanotora nhau and inosimudzira zvakanyanya professionalism irimo mumedia space. So zvekuti vanhu vari kumbunikidzwa hapana umbo hunotsigira zvekuita vanhu vamwe ube I think ingori nyaya yekungoti vanhu ube vaviri kungoda wokungopose for the sake of opposing because mitemo iyi yakanakira vanhu vakanaka zvakafanana neyakambotaura yezimbabwe media commission act pakatoitwa mastakeholder engagements and majournalists akawanda munyika have come to support the proposed principles, especially in number 3, which is to promote local content, such as
Tinotenda va Tongogara. Mr. Ncube, Ms. Tongogara is saying here there is no evidence that journalists are not free to operate in Zimbabwe. What's your take?
The truth is that a lot of people who are journalists are not even practicing journalism because of the fear. He is making a mistake to think that being better than Mugabe or claiming to be better than Mugabe means being good or correct. It is not, because the so-called new dispensation is using the yardstick of the cruelty of Mugabe, and then they will want it to be better than Mugabe and then be seen as good or as doing adequately enough for the people of Zimbabwe. It is neither here nor there. There is no press freedom. There is no individual freedom in Zimbabwe. No one is free. For you to be free, you have to be in agreement with ZANU. Then that's how you become free. For example, there are people like journalists like Ruben Barwe. Do you think he's free? He's not. He will be grandstanding, standing to the dictatorship, trying to polish the dictatorship and portray him or as something good. Yet he even knows that he is not. Think of the people that were with Mugabe. These people with Mugabe, and they were pretending that all was fine. When they remove him now, all of a sudden he was wrong. We know how these people can lie.
Thank you.
They can fool a few people, but not everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Let's give Mr. Tongogara a chance to respond. Just briefly, Mr. Tongogara, before we wrap up, what's your response to Mr. Ncube's points?
I think Mr. Ncube is misleading the nation. No one is being arrested in Zimbabwe for speaking his own mind. Our journalists are safe to practice journalism in Zimbabwe. No one is being arrested. Can you tell me anyone who is arrested right now in Zimbabwe who is behind the bars because of dictatorship or because of autocratic leadership of the Second Republic? No one is being arrested in Zimbabwe, which is an indication that our journalists are free to practice here in Zimbabwe. And we thank President Edi Mnangagwa for promoting the freedom of press in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tongogara, for that. Baba Ncube, briefly, ningasigqibela uhlelo lethu lanamhlanje.
Yeah, siyabonga. Mina singakutsho ukuthi khona eZimbabwe akukho okukhona okumele inkululeko yomuntu. Noma ngumuntu nje oziphilela laphana, kumbe ngumuntu owezindaba. Akukho ukukhululeka. Njengoba sakubona kukunyamalala olaba olozeno ozamara lapha. La namhlanje kabaziwa bona laba abantu namhlanje abathi bayenza press freedom. Yiba babekhona phana. Umgabe wayengasiwe yedwa, njalo nxa umgabe wayethe akubabulayo labo bantu babulawa ngoba wayethuma bona laba abasele. So they are not going to fool anyone. Our eyes are wide open, we are wide awake. We know that there is no press freedom in Zimbabwe. There is no observance of human rights in Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Baba Ncube. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Mr. Ncube and Mr. Tongogara. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but let me also take this opportunity to thank you all for joining us today on Live Talk. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Jabo Kanyude.